Thanks, Gavin. Three, a part of the global giant Hutchison Whampoa has bought Telefónica's Irish arm, the mobile operator O2, for €780 million. The combined firms will control close to 40% of the Irish mobile phone market and have 2 million active users. Another payment of €70 million could be paid for O2 if agreed financial targets are met. The deal will need to be cleared by the European competition authorities. We're joined now by the chief executive of 3 Ireland, Robert Finnegan. Robert Finnegan, you'll have quite a slice of the Irish mobile business. Do you think the European competition authorities, or how do you think the competition authorities will look at this?
Well, yeah, we'll have 37.5% market share. We'll have 2 million active users. And what that does for us is it gives us the scale and the financial strength in the market to actually drive further competition. And that's how we'd hope that the European Union will actually look at that.
You were going to spend €2 million on Aircom last year. This deal is only about €850 million. What else do you have your eye on?
So we're going to be quite busy now over the next 2 years combining these two good businesses together and providing the Irish consumer with even better pricing than they have now.
4G, that's ahead. We were supposed to have it around now. What's happening there?
Yeah, the good thing again about the coming together of these two businesses is that in combining the two networks, we're going to be able to create a super network for Ireland, bringing in the latest technology and allowing the rollout of LTE at a very, very fast rate. And that's going to benefit people not only in the urban areas, but also in the rural areas. And that's going to be good for Irish customers.
What's LTE?
Long-term evolution, so 4G, faster speeds. Basically, people will get speeds on their mobile of up to 150 megabits per second. So, you know, as data is becoming more and more important, as people are using their smartphones, having access to the internet at really fast speeds, being able to download movies, tunes, whatever, at really fast rates. That's what the future is.
How are you going to integrate 3 and O2, and what's going to happen to the brands?
Well, it's obviously not an easy task. They're two big businesses, but we're confident that we'll be able to integrate it without disrupting service in any way and providing an enhancing service to customers. In terms of the brand, the 3 brands will ultimately be the brand that will take over from O2, and we'll be transitioning the O2 brand out of the market over a two-year period.
And will there be implications for anyone's jobs at O2?
Well, you know, we're at very early stages of planning, and as you mentioned at the outset, this is subject to European approval, which could take anything from 6 to 9 months. So for the next 6 to 9 months, it's business as usual for these two companies operating completely independently.
Robert Finnegan, Chief Executive of 3 Ireland, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. Now, elsewhere, big data was entered into the Oxford English Dictionary last week. So by now, we should all know what that is. It's the catchphrase du jour for both marketing and surveillance types. And the Oxford English Dictionary says big data is data of a very large size, typically to the extent that its manipulation and management present significant logistical challenges. Well, we're joined by Jason Ward, a director of EMC, one of the bigger cloud and big data companies. Do you agree with that dictionary definition, Jason?
Yes, Emma, in some respects it's quite right. Our definition will be, you know, big data is about infosets that are so large they break traditional IT infrastructures. I think what's driving that, if you think about data today that everybody's probably familiar with, it's like your aircon bill, your phone bill, accounts payable, things you pay, things you transact on normal databases like rows and columns and databases. But unstructured data, which is quite new, is you've got LinkedIn pages, you've got Facebook, you've got tweets from Twitter, you've got YouTube videos, and all of this is unstructured data along with PowerPoints and sensory data. You know, you drive your car today, there's lots of detail that's transmitted from that. Indeed, BMW have just released an app that records all of this data and allows you to download it. So all of this sensory data, telemetry data, unstructured data, when you combine that with structured data, you get the world of big data.
Can it be quantified by how much data there is or is being created at the moment?
It can indeed. If people of a certain vintage like myself might remember the Commodore 64, that was what we called a 64K computer. If you think of the iPad today, that's equivalent to probably about 64 million Commodore 64s.
You're hosting a meeting today with Enterprise Ireland to let SMEs know how big data can drive their growth. How can it?
Well, I think it creates a huge opportunity. VCs, so venture capitalist funds, invested $5 billion in SMEs and big data last year. That's going to grow to about $20 billion over the next 5 years. So with the advent of cloud computing, the access ramp to big data has been really, really reduced. So small and medium-sized enterprises can develop applications to do almost anything that will add value around data. So organizations are looking to monetize their data. If you think of OmniGrow, a small company that was developed in the States, developed a baby grow with sensory data around it. So they sell baby grows to parents. You can then monitor feedback of your child through your app, so how hot the baby is, you know, how they're feeding, how they're sleeping, and then combine all of that data to develop new products, etc. But today we have a company called Tree Metrics that's showcasing, and they're an Irish company, an Irish startup who've developed a big data application platform around forestry. So they're able to actually look at how best to fell trees, where to plant trees, and how to best utilise land for, you know, forestry, etc.
I don't know very much about Tree Metrics or that other company you mentioned, but if they're small and starting out, how can they approach big data in terms of costs? Your EMC, you've got lots of money. You charge for the service. Where does that leave them?
Well, we provide infrastructure that enables a lot of companies, including our service provider partners, to develop cloud-based infrastructure. And what this actually is, it's commodity-based infrastructure where any business can actually access infrastructure to then use the data that they have to perform analytics, so predictive analytics. So if you think about healthcare, for instance, there's a lot of small startups now that are looking to work around, you know, biometrics, DNA sequencing. A couple of years ago, it would cost about $1 million to look at the DNA sequencing. Now, any small startup can actually use the power of cloud computing to do DNA sequencing, and now it costs about $1,000 to do that. So the costs are dramatically reduced by the services we provide.
And very, very briefly, Jason Ward, can lexicographers keep up with technology, and what are the words we should get to know for next year?
Predictive analytics, I think, is the biggest word
predictive
that we should think about.
Analytics,
yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Jason Ward, thanks very much. On the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.31 and 85.2 pence sterling.